The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is a busy man. In fact, he's so busy that he rarely has time to eat lunch in the studio. But after the show, Eric wanders out into Central Park where a magic raven comes to feed him bits of bloody raw beefsteak. Isn't that amazing? And now, Eric Metaxas.
I didn't want that to be made public, but I might as well get ahead of the scandal and say yes. Yes, that's what happens. That's how I'm fed. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I've got a special treat for you today. Someone with whom I've only become recently acquainted, with whose work I've only become recently acquainted, is on the line from, I think, Washington, D.C. Her name is Diana West. My friend Tim Raglin, I've talked about Tim Raglin a lot. He's one of my closest friends. He's the illustrator of my recent children's book, Donald Drains the Swamp. And he's the illustrator of the Uncle Muggsy books and whatever. And we're dear friends. And he kept telling me about this woman named Diana West who went to Yale. And I checked her out and I thought, my goodness, I've got to get her on this program. She has a brand new book out called The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Diana West, Bula Bula, and welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you.
We were at Yale at the same time. I'm not sure how we missed each other. It may have had something to do that I was a finger in the wind liberal at the time. I'm so excited about your new book, The Red Thread. If you don't mind, because if you don't do it, I'll do it, and I'd rather talk a little bit less. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you have a rather complicated biography and story. First of all, where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles. My father was a screenwriter and novelist and a conservative, an island of conservatism in Hollywood in the 60s and 70s.
That is shocking.
And so I was used to being beleaguered.
You were used to being beleaguered. Not many people would say that, but I get it. Well, that's really interesting.
Right, so going to Yale was not really much different in that sense. Although, as you and I were talking offline a little, conservative politics were not really my forte while I was at Yale. Although I was thinking about it, I was a campus journalist, and perhaps it happened one night when I, you remember when they used to have the Yale Law Society, Movie Society used to show those great old films.
I went to many of them. Yes, I did.
Yes. that's where we should have met, because
right.
I did as well. And one night, it probably was the first time I ever saw Casablanca, the great old classic with
Humphrey Bogart. Oh, my God. I think I was probably in the room. That's where I first saw Casablanca.
Lindsay Chit.
Yeah.
And there comes a moment in that movie where Ilse Lund, the Ingrid Bergman character, who has been doing all these extraordinary things in support of the anti-Nazi underground, et cetera, and going all over Europe and all the rest of it, and she's in Casablanca, and then she ends up in this love triangle with Humphrey Bogart and her freedom fighter husband, as I recall.
Hans Conried.
Yes. And she doesn't really know what to do at this point, and she, her character, tells Rick that she's tired and asks him to think about this for all of them. And what happens in that Yale audience but a giant, horrible hiss.
Of course. We are trained
the feminist
to hiss.
And I think my first op-ed in history was an op-ed in the Yale Daily News dissecting that hiss and feminism and why can't they leave this beautiful movie alone. And I think that was the beginning.
Well, let me tell you something. At that time, I would have been in the room. I would have heard the hiss. I wouldn't have participated in it because my working class European immigrant parents trained me enough, at least not to go with the crowd as quickly as some others might have. And I remember being indoctrinated. The PC atmosphere at Yale was so strong in those years, in the early 80s. People forget how long ago this stuff started. But, you know,
yes.
Hissing, how do they all know to hiss? Somebody told them
right.
that this was inappropriate. We all hiss at this. And
yeah.
But it's so interesting that it was that that sparked for you thinking as you do. You've gone on, of course, to be an award-winning journalist, the author of, I guess this is your third or fourth book here. But you've got all kinds of honors, and the book that you have written here is like a deep dive into something that people in the news don't seem to get into. So if you don't mind,
right.
let's talk about what was it that led you to write this book, and then what's the thesis? So again, it's called The Red Thread. It's not a big book. The subtitle, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a very little book, in fact. It's only about 100 pages of text and then about 300 endnotes. Endnotes are very important in my work because I want people to see where things come from and also to be able to continue their own research. And I would say that this book began, yes, you noticed it, there is no discussion of motivation for these various high-level Justice Department officials, FBI officials, Washington operators, and so on, who, at least in terms of a public understanding of them, were usually stopped by their resumes, their suits, their jobs. You barely know who they really are. You just see them testify, perhaps, and that's about it.
Well, let me just say, the reason for this is that most of us have bought into the idea that there are people at high levels in government bureaucracy who have enough honor to behave the way a policeman behaves or a fireman behaves, not ideologically driven, but simply
right.
doing his or her job. And in fact, as it happens, and as you explain in this book, to the horror of any reader of the book and to the horror of any lover of America and freedom, that's not happening anymore. These folks are ideologically driven, and you get behind that. So tell us more about what you discovered.
Well, the way in came in December of 2017 when we first met that very peculiar couple, Bruce and Nellie Orr. Bruce Orr being at one time the most senior career official at the Justice Department. He's still there, but he was demoted. And his wife, Nellie Orr, who worked notoriously now for Glenn Simpson at Fusion GPS, the house that created the so-called Steele dossier, and she was the Russia expert. And where her husband had a career in government, again, this sort of impenetrable resume, can't really tell that much about him, Nellie was a professor in the 1990s. she was at Vassar teaching Russian studies. That, to me, became a very intriguing way to start to read about how, what Nellie thought about the Soviet Union and other communist kinds of issues. And there's quite a number of public access pieces, even available quite easily on the internet, book reviews, her PhD thesis, things like that, that were able to, I was able to pull interesting, shocking beliefs that I could attribute to her because she wrote them.
So you're telling me that the wife...
I'm sorry?
So you're saying that the wife of one of the top figures in the Justice Department is effectively an anti-American, pro-socialist slash Soviet communist academic?
You could say that. To be a little more precise, given exactly what she wrote, she has written quite a number of apologetics for the regime of Stalin.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't even a general, generic socialist, progressive
This is Lillian Hellman on steroids. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Diana West. Her book is The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Do not go away. This is important.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting, Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am talking to Diana West. If you don't know about her, you should. Her new book is called The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Diana, before I ask you anything more about this shocking news, it is shocking what you're writing about. Absolutely shocking. It should be shocking. Do you ever get to New York? Because I thought we ought to have a long conversation about this in the studio here. Do you ever have an excuse to get
I'd
to New York
to.
City? You need to get to New York City because we've got to talk about this. We're not going to have the time to do it today over the phone, but I wanted to at least tease my audience with this stuff and encourage them to get a copy of The Red Thread. Now, what you just said is staggering, and I just have to pause and underscore so nobody's missing this. You're telling me that Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr, husband and wife, he is one of the top figures in the Justice Department. We don't know what he believes. He's just one of these bureaucrats. We assume he's pro-American in a vague way. His wife, you're saying, teaches at Vassar, teaches Russian history, and has on the record written what you just called pro-Stalinist papers. That is really unthinkable. I mean,
well, it should be.
But how is it that nobody has talked about this? How is it that Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson have not talked? This is a staggering thing.
I think ideology frightens people. They are concerned that they will be called red baiters or McCarthyite for raising the notion of this ideological aspect, which is not just unique to Nellie Orr. And just to give people an idea of what I'm talking about, for example, a book review where Nellie Orr talks about the frustration of conveying to her students, frustration is her word, the, quote, terror and excitement of the period, meaning the Stalin era. Terror, we all can understand, right? There are 20 or 30 million bodies that we have to climb over to understand the Stalin era. Where is the excitement? This is typical of her discussions of the period, which is the focus of her PhD work, which she did in the Soviet Union when it was still the Soviet Union. And you were certainly under the thumb of the censors as an American scholar. All American scholars were when they went, and I think they still are in terms of control. But certainly in those days, we understand that theses and studies and documents and the rest of it were essentially controlled, selected, and presented essentially to the visiting foreign scholars for discussion that essentially gave them a Soviet PhD, and then they'd come home and teach on American campuses, as Nellie Orr did in the 1990s at Vassar.
It's amazing because I have a friend. When I was at Yale in the early 80s with you, I had a friend whose sister went to Moscow, which was, of course, still this is the Soviet Union, to study economics for a semester. And I think she was at Vassar. She was at one of those schools. And she came home with a treasure trove of Soviet propaganda posters that they had, in their kindness and generosity, given her to take home to put up in, you know, her friends' dorm rooms or whatever. And I just think it's fascinating how naive people can be. But in this case, you know, Nellie Orr comes back and teaches this ideology to American students. And let's face it, this is an anti-American ideology.
Absolutely. And she is not alone. Of course, she's actually coming at the end of a wave of revisionists who essentially sees the teaching of communism and Soviet history on our campuses going back to the 1970s and 80s. And indeed, one of the ways I was able to decode Nellie Orr, because she's a bit younger than that, is the fact that her mentors, the people that she reviewed well and the people that she studied while she was writing her academic work, were the standouts of this so-called revisionist school, which I find was essentially established by Marxists, New Leftists, and so on, with original documents going back to straight-up Soviet agents.
Are there any names
we
would recognize?
So, in other words, we're looking at disinformation. I'm sorry, but just we're looking at Soviet disinformation, a long stream of it that went right through our campuses up into and including Nellie Orr.
And it obviously, to some extent that affected us at Yale. I mean, I the atmosphere at Yale, it was cultural Marxism for sure. I wouldn't have identified it as such. It was political correctness, but it was very strong on campus. And the hissing at Ingrid Bergman's line, to me, it's an example of that. It's a whole atmosphere that you find in the academy. It wasn't there in the 60s and really not in much of the 70s, but it seems to have come in, and it has stayed and grown and grown, and here we are.
Well, that is true, although I would actually backdate it from the 60s and 70s, according to, these many years of research, because we do see the capture of the schools and colleges going back as far as the 1930s, starting in the 20s, we start to see real propaganda coming out of Soviet sources, communist sources. But there was some very fascinating investigation by the New York State Legislature in 1940 that looked at the New York State schools and colleges, and they were able to identify scores of communists secretly teaching at the city colleges, in the high schools,
oh,
and
no,
the rest
there's no
of it.
Question.
Now, this would have been that
window
of the Nazi-Soviet pact where you could still examine communism.
There's
it's a very long...
There's no question. No. You're absolutely right. I'm really speaking sloppily about, you know, when it bubbles down to this kind of popular campus level. But, I mean, look, our fellow Yalie William F. Buckley Jr., he wrote God and Man at Yale in 1951. He's writing about the Yale of the late 40s, how it's all atheists and communists and Marxists in the late 40s. I mean, there is no question that the intelligentsia in America, you know, going back to Lillian Hellman and before that, and we have to deal with this. But the idea that this is creeping into our news today through people like Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr and all of the other nefarious anti-American figures that you write about in the Red Thread, it's almost unbelievable. And I'm just happy that you've done the work to prove that it must be believed.
Well, thank you. Yes, well, it would be great if people understood that this attempted coup is really for keeps. In other words, this was not politics as usual, what we've been living through. You know, America is admired and celebrated for the peaceful transition of power.
Right.
Certainly from White House to White House, from party to party. And when we look at the reckless, lawless, seditious behaviors that have been uncovered to date, we have to ask ourselves, why would they do this? Why wouldn't they just wait 2 or 4 years for that kind of revolving door that we see so often in Washington? And that's when I think you get to the fascinating aspect of Donald Trump as a counter-revolutionary figure who has triggered what I consider revolutionary.
You know what? That's exactly correct. There was a trigger. Why did this suddenly happen the way it's happened? Because they've been taking over the institutions without a hitch for decades and decades and decades. What suddenly flushes them out of the bush so that they come out? And the trigger is Donald Trump.
Yes, it is, because he, whether he knows it or not, he threatens them in a way that no one has ever threatened this project, which really is certainly we can date it to the end of World War II in terms of this so-called liberal world order, globalism, global economy, global government, all of these things, which we have to remember, the United Nations, which is sort of the home base of this notion of global elites governing things, and the IMF, which is the basis of what has become this global economy, were actually set up under the auspices of straight-up Soviet agents. Alger Hiss, a State Department official, was a Soviet agent. He was the first acting Secretary General of the United Nations, which was sort of his project when he was working in the sort of post-war planning aspect of the day. And Harry Dexter White, number two man at the Treasury Department under FDR, he too was a Soviet agent, and he becomes the first head of the IMF.
I mean, it's just
so
too much. People don't
want
to believe this. Because
international socialism is something real. It's been happening for 78 years, and now you have Donald Trump threatening it.
Well, that's
going
the
back
thing.
To a nation state, etc.
He's threatening it in a way that no one has threatened it. The
right.
the Bushes played patty cake with the satanic evil.
They're part of it.
And I have to say that, yes, we're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Diana West. You owe it to yourself to look her up on YouTube, online, Diana West, Diana with one N. The Red Thread is the new book, folks. This is serious. Check it out.
And I will sing a lullaby.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump said he would be open to accepting dirt on a political opponent from a foreign power and that he'd have no obligation to tell the FBI about it. In an interview with ABC News, the president said he'd want to hear what the foreign power had to offer and that there's nothing wrong with listening. Britain's Home Secretary says he has signed an extradition order that would send imprisoned WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. if British courts favor that move. Ford has opened a research center in Israel, joining a legion of major automakers racing to develop new technologies for the world of driverless cars. In consumer news, Southwest is boosting prices on certain flights, according to J.P. Morgan, along with other major U.S. airlines. American Airlines confirming it is raising fares on many U.S. flights by $5 each way. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads then, wonder why, now you're gone, how can I?
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I've got the privilege and joy of speaking with the award-winning journalist Diana West. You can find her at DianaWest.net. I hope you will go there, DianaWest.net. And the book we're talking about is The Red Thread, new book, The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Diana, I have to ask you, you've written a number of books. You're the co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America. Are you seen in many circles, including conservative circles, as too hot to handle?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask the conservative circles.
Well, I'm saying I don't see much of you on Fox News, or did I miss you?
Oh, yes. True.
Well, so that's kind of what I mean. You know, you're not saying anything that most of them would disagree with, but it just seems like maybe you say it too well or too strongly. I mean, to talk about Sharia, the threat to America, that's this is the kind of thing we need to be having a conversation on. Everything you're writing about, or what are they? Maybe they think you're a conspiracy theorist. Is that it? You've got too many footnotes to prove the conspiracy.
Too many footnotes. Well, I think that Sharia, that going back to the 9/11 period, I was an editorial writer at the Washington Times at the time, and writing my weekly syndicated column. And Sharia was very difficult to talk about. Islam was very difficult to talk about. And I became quite fascinated by the impact of Islam and its laws on the Western mind, dimitude, the whole concept of how non-Muslims live under de facto Islamic law, not even in the Islamic countries. And that actually led me to my first book, which came out in 2007 with St. Martin's Press, called The Death of the Grown-Up. Because it was almost as if we were not grown up enough to have this conversation, and yet we were, due to cultural decline, et cetera, which is laid out beautifully in the book, of course, actually brings us to this terrible point where we are candidates for living this submissive life.
I've never heard it described this way. The title of your book, The Death of the Grown-Up, How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization. I've heard people talk about we in the West having a lack of cultural confidence, and you see it. We are soft.
Sure.
We are effeminate to some extent. We have ceased. Mm-hmm. In other words, one needs to be ready to fight, as Reagan and so many others would put it, that when you're ready to fight, when you're rattling your saber, you keep the country safe because people don't want to fight you. And if you look weak, obviously people say, well, we can take them. And if I'm a radical Muslim, I look at America and go, you know what? They don't have the guts to assert any kind of Judeo-Christian antithesis to what we're asserting. Let's just go in there and assert, and they'll let us do it because they have a kind of a sloppy view of freedom. It seems to me that that's what you're writing about, but I've never heard it described as the death of the grown-up, because, of course, that's another issue, but I've never heard them related.
Well, that's how it came to me after 9/11. I was actually working on the book before 9/11 as just an examination of the infantilization of our culture, and 9/11 happened, and I suddenly thought, well, this book seems terribly unimportant as a project. Until I started experiencing this, you know, as an editorial writer, really on sort of the front line of public expression, right? Because you're writing for the public and seeing what the freight will bear. And it suddenly came to me more and more that there was this tragic decline in our culture that had made us prey to this very submissive and appeasing sort of stance that we have been in really since 9/11, where we cannot even discuss Islam. In any sort of, we could say, the metaphor grown-up or, you know, just rational, factual basis in public. And, yes, that would be a Fox News failure ever since 9/11 to have that kind of
debate.
Why
do you think? I mean,
avoided.
Our common friend.
And then look now at the anti-Trump conspiracy,
right,
which you've brought up in terms of this ideological driver, which, you know, I have traced through. Just this is sort of a work in progress, but we go from Nellie Orr to James Comey to Christopher Steele to John Brennan and on in terms of finding Marxist roots.
Okay, that's shocking.
In the development of these personalities.
If you don't mind, tell us.
Nobody can talk about it.
Tell us, for example, you say John Brennan. You know, he's thoroughly unpleasant, at least publicly. And so my question is, how do you accord to him any relationship with what we would call, you know, Russian or Soviet or communist leanings?
Well, I don't have to because he did it himself. He admitted in September of 2016 that he had voted for Brezhnev's man in America, the Communist Party leader, Gus Hall, a convicted revolutionary, on the payroll of the Kremlin. He'd voted for him for president in 1976. That's pretty amazing. I know a number of...
You have got to be kidding. How do we not know this? Diana, this is madness. How is it that you're
madness.
Telling me something that's true? It's a matter of public record, obviously.
Yes,
you're not making
CNN
this up.
CNN broke the story.
And now, I mean, I'm just shocked that Fox News is not shouting about this, because this is,
right.
you know, as the lawyers would call it, this is dispositive. This is very important.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Diana West. She blogs at dianawest.net. You can find a video of her talking about these things on the internet. And of course, the book I'm holding in my hand, The Red Thread. I recommend it. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may.
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long.
Great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women, and a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all 5 books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of the Rational Bible, Genesis, the Prager store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com. Or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Eric with Taxes Show, a little Frampton for you. We are talking to Diana West. She's the author of many books. The new one, which I recommend, very important, folks. It's called The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. And Diana, I'm still fascinated with the idea that what you're reporting in this book, these are bombshells. They're incontrovertible. You can back them up. Easily, and you do back them up. The idea that folks like Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or others wouldn't be interviewing you about this, because this strikes me as a way to explain the madness that has overtaken American government and American culture.
Yes, well, I still have hopes that the book will ignite that kind of conversation. I appreciate being able to speak with you about it to your audience. The book is still very young, so it takes time sometimes to break in new ideas, as you know. So I'm hoping, because it remains quite relevant. I mean, this is going to be with us for a while, and the more we can understand about what is motivating these people, the better it is for ever bringing it to any kind of healthy conclusion. The consistency, though, and this is why, indeed, it is a thread, it really is shocking. And as you say, it is backed up in these endnotes and so on, and is actually attributed to these people themselves. I mean, I am not making anything up or even projecting or you know, deducing anything. These are the words, writings of these very people and the record. It's open record. So it's quite a shocking thing to start putting it together. The good thing about that is that once you sort of start, it does become simpler and you start to see it more. It becomes, you know, easier to connect these important dots. But I think the really shocking person is actually James Comey, because he, of course, until quite recently, was considered to be sort of a middle-of-the-road Republican. You know, he's always sort of that Republican FBI director,
right,
or Justice Department.
Right.
Official, but what's interesting about him, and this comes from, again, his own writing, when he was a student his own interview, he admitted in an interview in 2003, and it wasn't even really an admission, he just was talking and laughing, that he was a communist in the 1980s when he was at William & Mary.
Okay, I mean, that's the 1980s, that's 5 minutes ago. So the idea that this man who rises to the top of public life in America is well-respected, he may well be as Republican as Trotsky. I mean, the idea that in the 80s he was a communist is itself just mind-blowing. I can't even, you know, we talk about people, did he smoke pot, did he inhale? This guy was a communist, and I don't know what his development has been, but what do you think most people would simply dismiss that and say that that's a youthful dalliance and we shouldn't worry about it?
Well, that would be a reasonable assessment, except for one thing, and this is why the Comey part of the book, there are, I think, three chapters on Comey, I found to be so interesting to work on and write. Comey, at that time, in the 1980s, he was doing a senior honors thesis that is called The Christian in Politics. And he is studying at that time Reinhold Niebuhr.
Right.
And also Jerry Falwell. Niebuhr is clearly has captivated him. And indeed, this gives rise to some really frightening discussions by 22-year-old James Comey about how the Christian in politics should not oh, I should really find the quote for you, but it's essentially should have no compunction about sinning for the good of the social justice
and
good, essentially.
We have
there's
to
a fantastic quote. I'll look up while
we're
talking.
We have to remind my audience that Obama, as pretentiously as Comey, often cited Niebuhr as his theological mentor. And, you know, that's I say it's pretentious just because there's certain people that they give you, they burnish your bona fides with the cultural elites when you reference them. But it's interesting that both of these major figures, the president and James Comey, would refer to Niebuhr.
Well, it is interesting because I knew nothing about Niebuhr, absolutely nothing, except that he was, you know, could be described in those sort of pompous articles you're talking about as a liberal Protestant theologian. When I studied him, and particularly the works that Comey has cited up to 2018, so in other words, that was my point, it's not a youthful dalliance with communism or even Reinhold Niebuhr. He has claimed Reinhold Niebuhr as his leading influence throughout his career, even after he ostensibly stopped being a communist. But when you go back to Niebuhr, particularly in the 1930s, when Niebuhr was a very militant member of the Socialist Party, he was very pro-Soviet. He was involved in a numerous communist front organizations, so he was a very political actor. He went on campuses at one point and was talking about violence as a tool of social change. I mean, this
Reinhold
was early 1930s.
Niebuhr? I never heard that.
It's in the book.
Nor did I know that he was.
I got the citation from the newspaper.
Well, all I know is that Dietrich Bonhoeffer, about whom I do know something, was not a fan of Niebuhr. But that's as far as my thinking goes. This is fascinating stuff, I have to say.
Well, I hope you get a chance to read through some of that because it was shocking to me. I knew nothing myself. I was complete blank slate when it came to Reinhold Niebuhr, except having seen his name around. Usually to sort of dress up a David Brooks column or something like that. But it was very shocking to find his discussions as regurgitated by Comey as a young student, and then to see Comey throughout his entire career. Every time he did an interview, he would talk about Niebuhr. In 2017, we found out that his secret Twitter handle was actually Reinhold Niebuhr. This was James Comey. And then we find in 2018 him citing two very militant books by Reinhold Niebuhr, in which, again, violence, revolution are things that are discussed as means of social change. And this is our FBI director, and before that, the number two man at the Justice Department. So it's very alarming.
We are we're out of time, Diana. Stay on the line just so I can ask you something off the air. But just thrilled to have had this time to introduce my audience to you and you to them. The book, folks, is The Red Thread by Diana West. Go to dianawest.net and check her out, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all five books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of The Rational Bible, Genesis, the Prager store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A spokesman for the U.S. Central Command says 21 crew members rescued from the oil tanker Kukuka Courageous are now on board the U.S. Navy's USS Bainbridge following an explosion. It was one of two tankers that were attacked. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is believed to be responsible.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
The tankers were near the strategic Strait of Hormuz when they came under attack. Southwest Airlines is boosting prices on certain flights, according to J.P. Morgan, along with other major U.S. airlines. American Airlines confirming that it's raising fares on many U.S. flights by $5 each way. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, and your baby.
Hey there. I'm a little touched also. Hey, where do you go to hear Helen Reddy in 2019? This is the place.
This is
it's the
place,
Eric Metaxas
baby.
Show. We're playing Helen Reddy around the clock. Okay, our interview just now, this hour with Diana West, I have to say I'm very impressed with Diana West, and I hope we can get her on again soon. She has a unique perspective, and I'd love to get her in the studio, obviously.
In the studio,
we need
great.
To. Yeah, she's fascinating. Okay, in hour two today, folks, are you ready? In hour two today, we're going to play the final part of my conversation with John Stone Street. We already put that up on YouTube if you're anxious to see it immediately, but in a few minutes. In hour two, we'll have that. Also in hour two, we've got listener mail.
Yes.
We need to make that a regular segment.
We get a lot of mail.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of mail to my own personal website, ericmetaxas.com. I'm still reading everything. In case you write, I read everything. But I certainly cannot respond to everything. I have so much going on. I guess it's the cliche. I'm so busy, I just can't do it. But I do read everything. But the stuff that you send to metaxastalk.com, we try to respond to it if we can. We'll try to read it on the air if possible. So in a few minutes, we're going to be doing that. And also, we're going to announce the winners of the big TBN opening animation Identify the Celebrity Contest. It rolls off your tongue.
Yeah, it does.
gotta
shorten that.
in the TBN animated opening. That's every weekend. This show is on TBN. The radio show becomes TV show for a brief half hour every Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern time, every Sunday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. And there's an opening segment with an animated Albin Sadar playing the chauffeur, playing the role of the wisecracking chauffeur.
Yeah.
I play myself. And except I don't skateboard that quickly. But anyway,
and I don't wisecrack.
Some point, yeah. I pass a number of New York celebrities. I thought it was seven. Maybe it's six. I can't remember.
It's six. People have been saying I only saw six. Yeah. You said seven.
Well, I'm glad they only saw six, because guess what? There are only six. I don't count as a New York celebrity yet. Maybe someday in the future.
One person actually mentioned, is Eric the seventh celebrity?
Yeah, well, maybe in some minds. but seriously, folks, these are more legends than mere celebrities.
That's true.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We are going to announce the winners of that in a few minutes. Because, why? Because we like you.
Yeah.
And everybody who won gets a signed Miracles book.
Right.
Yeah. So I think we have two or three winners. Do you know how many we have?
We're going to get that in a minute. I think it's closer to five or six.
Get out.
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, we said there was a limit of three.
No.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Or five?
Yeah.
We'll have to find out.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, anyway.
If it's under 10.
We're done with hour one. And by the way, if you don't get hour two, if you're listening on the radio, all you have to do is go to MetaxasTalk.com. Mm-hmm. You can get it there, or you can listen to the app on your phone. So the app store put in Eric Metaxas. Just put in Metaxas, it will come up and free, and you can listen 24/7. So you don't have to listen on the radio if your station refuses to put on this premium content.
If you haven't donated to Preborn yet.
Oh, yes, my goodness. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Preborn banner. We'll tell you more about that in a couple of seconds. Stick around for hour two.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.